Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. It is Sunday, October the 9th, 2022, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, we did a show here a couple days ago. They hadn't been posted, and I've got some others. I haven't been posted, folks, because I'm having to move and doing all this other, but I am now back in business, and you will be hearing tons from me, and those have been keeping me informed. I appreciate it. I've kind of been out of the loop because of what I had to do, so forth, and where I'm living. But my internet site will be up to date as of today, and it will be kept up, and I will be posting continuously now and doing radio shows. Now, Professor Joe and I did a show, and we talked about this nuclear problem that is a threat and the Azar fault that Russia would drop a nuke in and cause tidal wave 1,800 feet halfway across the United States, all across the East Coast. And that was threatened once before over Syria. And Super Spook Otis Johnson told me about it because he was on the phone with President Putin when it happened with the NSA, because he called the NSA. Now, Joe, you've got a lot of information to bring to the table today, so I'm just going to hand the mic over to you.
Talking about here today is a nuclear event, a 9/11 event, because of the situation that exists in Ukraine. There are anomalies that are occurring within this dynamic, and the closest description that I can give is borrowing from the Japanese culture what is called Kabuki theater, and it's a theater of shadows, and it's a way of telling that we live in a world of shadows, and that the shadows are not the reality, they are the non-reality. And I think that's what's going on here today, and this is what prompted Stu to do the show. The events that are taking place in Ukraine right now. Now, remember, folks, Ukraine at one time had always been not a province, but a section of Mother Russia. When the Bolsheviks took over Russia and it became the Soviet Union, they created states, and one of those states was Ukraine. Now, the Bolsheviks were not, they were never a internal revolution kind of thing. It was an invasion. This comes from Solzhenitsyn himself. It was an invasion from the outside. And this is, Kiev is in actuality the part of the old Tsarian Empire. And this hatred of the Russians has carried all the way down to the modern day Ashkenaz, who are Jewish. They are not of the old Hebrew blood. And so what we have going here is really a reestablishment of the Khazarian Empire. They call it Kakharets, but it really is using the old Judaism to accomplish their means. But it's the old Khazarian Empire that is rising. And one of the places that they're working is in the Ukraine. They call it the Nazis, but every one of the leadership of Zelensky is, they're all Jews, every one of them. And so they are representative of that greater body, gangster kind of thing that is represented in, really the entire thing that's run out of the State Department, this that the Zelensky government by Victoria Nuland, and again the neocons. They're doing it again. So there's on the internet, there is a hearsay, a scuttlebutt, that two suitcase groups were snuck into Donbass. Now, Donbass is one of the regions that seceded from Ukraine. Now, again, people don't understand, the average Ukrainian, they're all Russian. there's what they call Cossacks or Slavs. And so consequently, we have an overlaying a stolen election by the United States State Department, led by Victoria Nuland and the neocons. We're back, kind of thing. Except this time, they are making this connection to a wider reset of everything with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. And so we're wondering, are they going to start a nuclear war or nuclear or a tactical use of a nuclear war that will then envelop all of Europe? Because right now, with the shots, they are estimating that within 5 years of a person taking a shot, they're going to be dead. Why? Because it's not a vaccine. It is a bioweapon that changes your DNA, that creates an excessive use of spike proteins, which lead into what they call amyloids, and then creates clots. They're not blood clots, but they're blockages in your cardiovascular system. So we're trying to figure out what it is that they're going to be the next step. So we're talking about an event that may happen within not months, within not years, but in days. And so some of us are speculating, are they going to pull this off with the re-election, or rather the midterms that are coming up? Is that going to be what's going to happen? Is it going to be suitcase nukes set off and thus Russia retaliating? And then it's a daisy chain of bombs going off, which then leads to then what Stu's friend, Otis Johnson, said, because he was the guy that got to see the inside of a lot of things and told Stu these things. And one of the things that Putin has said is that they have a torpedo that can travel at high speed underwater, explode it, create a tsunami that would be 1,800 feet in height and work its way all the way into the eastern United States. This would be set off somewhere off the Azores, which are, you know, east of the United States.
Off the coast of New York, out about 300 miles or whatever it is. And that's international water.
It's further than that, Stu, but anyway, that's not the important thing here. And so what could this be the thing? But the thing of it is that what some of us can't understand is, in connecting these dots, why would they want to destroy the whole infrastructure of everything when within 2 years, Dr. Tim Binney and Dr. Judy Methodist has said within 2 years, we're going to be down to just over 100 million people. They're dead from the shot.
In other words, we have a population of approximately 300 million legal citizens in the U.S. That's 2/3 of the U.S. dead.
So what we're saying is, why would they go to the expense and start a nuclear war when they've been waiting within 2 years? It would be like a ripe fruit falling off the tree. They don't have to do anything, these world globalists. So what's up? We can't figure this out. Why would they want to do a nuclear thing when it could get out of control and then destroy the very thing they're trying to take over? So that's where we are sitting at right now in this dilemma. And here's another anomaly that has come up. There's a guy named Russell Bentley, who is an American soldier who took on Russian citizenship. He's a dual citizen. Fought for what is called the DRP. Now, there's been speculation over the success or failure of what Russia's doing. And it's turning out that the land, the acquisitions that are along the eastern part of Ukraine that were conquered by Russia was not done so much by Russia, but was done by the DPR, which are the Ukrainians who want to secede from Victoria Nuland, and that's what they want to get away from, and Zelensky. these Mishpukas are what you would call Cosa Nostra guys, mobsters. And so things are a little confusing here. And it turns out that why did Russia pull back from the gains that were really made by the DPR? And then now Zelensky and his crew have come in and recaptured it. And every time they go in there, the people that fought against them, they execute them. Zelensky's a dictator. He's an evil man. So is Victoria Nuland and her neocons. They're evil. And so that is the dilemma. What's going on here? Why did Putin pull back his troops? Why did he do that? Why did he replace all of his generals? Is he creating a, does he control opposition? What's going on? And so that's what prompted this little short show that we're doing right now. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to bring up that oil pipeline out in the ocean that they the United States attacked. Because we did. We blew it up. What's that going to do to the supply of oil into the European area?
Okay. It's not an oil pipeline. It's a gas pipeline. And leave it to United States and the bureaucracy, they blew up, there were three pipelines that blew up, two of them already blew up one and damaged the other. So there is one pipeline that is still working. Now what is the deal about all of this? In other words, the Germans are not going to have any heat for this coming winter. They're going to die. This is not an exaggeration. They've been told to keep your temperature at 66 degrees. You know, wintertime in Europe is very, very cold. And I can guarantee you the calamity causers and the weather manipulators are going to definitely make sure that Europe suffers a very, very severe cold winter.
In other words, hard.
Yeah.
Maximized it out. Like they do here, they move the jet stream, folks. They drag it down, collide it. I mean, it's constant.
It's kind of the same thing that we're facing here in Phoenix. This time, next year, where are we going to be here in Phoenix? Because if things don't change in the weather and the rains don't pick up, the choice will either be electricity or water. You can't have both. And you can't have a big city like Phoenix is today. What's going to go? Where are the people going to go?
Because Lake Powell and Lake Mead are dry. There's pictures up on my internet site. You can go up there and take a look. It's under breaking news on the column.
So all of these anomalies and manipulations that are going on, of course, obviously, is to, and it's out there now, destroy the white race. Destroy the white race. And there's a long story that I could go into on this, but I won't do it because it's not the time. But even Bill Mayer is saying, this is absolutely a genocide of the white race. They have blacks breaking into homes of whites and killing people. And they admitted we hate white people. Now that doesn't mean all the blacks. That just means the certain section of the hoodlums that are up on drugs. So you have this, in other words, it's turning the black man into a weapon. So we have another thing that's going on, and that is the racialism. And what is that? The border. All you got to do is, again, go look at the real Anthony Aguero. A-G-U-U-R-O. And he just walks with his camera, goes up and interviews the migrant. And one place down at Yuma, there were 900 of them in one night. And all they just do is walk across the border. That's it, they walk across the border.
But now they're declaring New York City an emergency because they've got all these migrants wandering around with no place to go. And that is, it's part of what they call the Cogleri plan. It is a population replacement. And the same thing is happening in Europe. London is now 50% African and Middle Eastern. London, 50%. And they wander in, and these are mostly males. What does that mean? So we have, again, it comes down to what are we going to do with the nuke thing? Because why? Biden says army readiness here. Zelensky says there's going to be a nuclear war caused by Russia. No, it's not. It's done by the neocons just like they did in Iraq. So, a dilemma. What's going to happen here? Not in the next months, but in the next days. So that sums it up there, Stu.
Well, okay. So basically, what we're going to have is an annihilation of possibly of the United States with this threat that was made when Al-Qaeda had set off chemical weapons over in Al-Qaeda being funded by the U.S. And I had a videotape of Barack Obama at the time up on my site that a colonel took inside the Pentagon, etc. So we have that threat that Putin made back about Syria. And Al-Qaeda setting off the biochemicals that made his phone call, and Otis Johnson was woke up, put on the internet with him. He was NSA super spook monitored, and they put him on the phone, and he talked to President Putin. The NSA did. They had interpreters, and he said they were going to drop a nuke in the Azov Fault. It caused a tidal wave to hit the United States, 1,800 feet tall, the entire East Coast, all the way to the Mississippi, it would run. That means St. Louis, Jefferson City, Missouri, Kansas City, it could reach that far. Now, we have another problem that I want to talk about, and that was the oil spill with Chevron, and the oil spill that occurred in the Gulf, that contaminated the Gulf of Mexico. And Deborah Dupree wrote a book about it because I used to put her on the shows. And she wrote a book about the number of deaths. Women who were pregnant, they lost their kids because they were eating out of the Gulf. And they had a dead zone in there. That was from the gas, methane gas and another gas that they burn off the top when they're sucking oil out of the ground because it's deadly. And as Super Spook Otis Johnson, that was an oil expert, had PhDs in stock, finance, and oil. As he says, if anybody were to light a match in the four corners of Missouri, that's Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, and Arkansas, where it comes together, the New Madrid Fault, which shakes about 3.5 consistently, that oil vein went from the New Madrid Fault all the way out, followed the Mississippi basically down, and went out into the Gulf of Mexico where they had the whole way out there and was drilling the oil. And the vein ran over and wrapped around the southern part of Florida. Now that methane gas is still popping up out of there. There's been a couple incidents of a lot of dead birds that just walked out of the sky where one of those bubbles came up. But down there in Tennessee, in the Four Corners, they actually shut down an entire county way back because the methane was coming up in the county. And if someone had, they bought everybody out, moved them out, put troops around the whole place. Can't light a match. In other words, if you had your water heater going, it was gas, and you had a pilot, it could have blown the whole damn Gulf of Mexico up, blew up. Now, if that ever went off, as it was told to me by Super Spook oil expert Otis Johnson, if they ever set that off, it will cause the Gulf of Mexico to open up to the Great Lakes. You want to talk about that for a minute, Joe?
Okay, now let me back this up so everybody gets a better understanding. BP was a very large oil, it's called British Petroleum. And what they did was is that they went down 35,000 feet and they did not follow all of the safety procedures that they were supposed to do. That's why it blew up. Now, when they drill something, they have a heater by which it burns the methane gas that the oil releases. And there's where we found out that oil is not a fossil fuel. It is a composite of chemistry within the earth. That is where oil comes from, and therefore it regenerates itself. So what happened was, to keep the oil from reaching the surface so that they wouldn't have the bad publicity, they could correct it and they spray it by boat and airplanes. And then what happens is that the sweepers come in and suck all the oil out of the water. But because of that, there is a poisonous gas that kind of came up. And all the people that worked to clean up the beaches, they're dead. And the woman, and that is one of the things that this woman was talking about, who was really getting at what the Corexit was doing. And so now they have that generation of kids will not live to be 60 years of age because of that. But the frightening thing about BP is there's a salt dome that exists off the coast of New Orleans. And that if that thing bends enough and it breaks down, that methane gas is going to work its way up, all the way up into following along the Mississippi River, all the way up into Missouri, where you have a dormant, or not, but you still have a small active volcano. If that gas reaches that, it's going to go boom. They had methane gas that came all the way to Houston that was burning in the ground. All you see is this flame that's burning in the air. That is the methane gas. And they're frightened that this will then go off and blow up and set off the Madras Fault, which would then maybe cause the Great Lakes to empty into the Gulf. So that then brings in the other issue. What about Putin saying, we have this torpedo that you can't stop, and we're going to blow it up and cause a tidal wave that's 1,500 feet in height? It's not an exaggeration. They have it. They said it. So that's why we're concerned now. And what's going to happen with these days? And again, the anomaly is, why are they going to all this extreme of creating an atmosphere of nuclear events when all they have to do, these globalists, is sit back and let everybody die? And that will be within 2 years, and the whole thing is theirs.
Now, we've talked in previous shows about dispensationalism, and you believe in Jesus Christ. So do I. You're a prayer warrior. You understand what the blood of Jesus means as far as protection and to move things in prayer. And you pray against the enemy on satanic holidays, and a whole group of people do, friends of yours. And they get targeted for this. But I want you to touch on some of this so-called end-time prophecies. I believe there are some that have not been rewritten because there's so many different versions now. The New International Version, the King James Version, the Catholic Version, and the list goes on. The Book of Mormon and all this other stuff. Religions have been changed and infiltrated. First it was a Catholic Church. I think it was in the 1500s formed for the purpose of, as an example, folks, come on up here and I'll pray for you and you'll get the Holy Spirit and you fall back over and someone catches you. That's a typical facade going on national TV. I don't belong to any church because I found out I'm not going there to have somebody pray over me. If I go to a church, I go there to pray with people so they can be healed. The blood of Christ coming together so you can be healed. Healed as an example. And the various things. But in order for your prayers to get answered, you got to pray yourself. I found that out. God taught me that to teach others. You want your prayer answered, you better get on your hands and knees and start talking to God Almighty. And you better do it in the name of Jesus and by His blood He shed on the cross for you. Oh, Joe, touch on that for a minute, would you please?
Okay, we have to go all. I've done this on several of the shows. It goes all the way back to what is called futurism. And futurism was brought about by the Jesuits, specifically Ben Eben, who was asked by Ignatius of Loyola, who was one of the founding leaders of the Jesuits. In essence, the Jesuits were a Jewish organization. Out of the seven founders, four of them were Jews, Ashkenaz. It was founded by Jewish money. And to save the church to have bad publicity because of indulgences, they came up with taking verses from the Old Testament, the New Testament, that things were going to happen in the future. That's called futurism. That concept was picked up and brought in by Mary Ellen White, which later started another religion, which then started another religion. And it was then picked up by, the Schofield, Dr. Schofield, and the Schofield Bible, which made Dallas Theological Seminary, Fuller Theological Seminary in California, which was to promote the state of Israel that these Ashkenaz Jews wanted. Because by doing that, they control the world. Because where Jerusalem is located, it's the center of the big trade routes. And so they needed a means of support. And then you had your TV evangelists, and every one of them were crippled. Including Jan Crouch, who was a boozy, Paul Crouch, who was an alcoholic, Jimmy Swaggart, who chased around prostitutes, Billy Graham, who promoted and trafficked prostitutes. Yes, Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, who was in the White House when Daddy Bush attacked Iraq. And they're praying with him.
I will tell you that Daddy Bush is not human. I will guarantee you he was not human. All right, so anyway, that's why. It's this thing of the imminent return of Jesus Christ, and He's going to save us. It used to be they're going to rapture us. No, that was to put you to sleep so that you wouldn't push back against these dirty rats. Same thing, if Jesus is going to be here and He's going to know, that is the dispensation is to promote that. To make you go to sleep and say, oh, well, Jesus will be here. Don't worry, we'll be taken care of. No. And so that's why I recommend read Revelation 13 and 19. But this business of the imminent return of Jesus Christ and all of that stuff, no. They're going to be rebuild the temple. Yeah, they're going to do it. Because they're pushing it. God doesn't want this. They do. The fallen angels want it. Otis said it. The fallen angel alien. They exist.
200,000 of them are registered with the United States government with what is called the Alien Agreement of 1952 to 2012, which was extended. Go ahead, Joel.
So this business of the rapture, Jesus' imminent return, is them promoting that so that you go to sleep and not push back. And now the hour is getting late because of the biological weapon. And take a look at DrJudyMekovich.com and see what, because she was the one that helped promote it. She went to prison by being a whistleblower. And so now we have them. It is these fallen angel aliens, the Khazarian Mafia, the Dark Illuminati, and now the new guy on the block are the fake Nordics that came out of the Antarctica. When, as Slade said, William Tompkins said, the fallen angel alien gave the Nazis, not to be confused with the German army. They, with their technology given to them by the air, gave them the anti-gravity machines, taught them how to fly this right out of William Tompkins. He came out and said it. He was in the middle of NASA. Clark McClendon, who was in the middle of NASA, came out and said it. And they took it all down to what is called Schwabenland, which is in the northern part of the Antarctica. And so 2 million workers went down with them. And I can tell you, it is genetic modification. And that's the real meaning of the sixth commandment. Don't adulterate God's creation. And that's what these fallen angel aliens are doing. And if you don't think they're not making half man, half animal, like it's the island of Dr. Moreau, they've got it. They're called Kimmerans. I saw a picture of a mouse with a human head, with a human ear on its head. It's back again to doing the bad thing. So it comes down again. Where is this going? Are they going to lose control? Then there's going to be the nuclear thing. Then it doesn't make sense. Why are you going to destroy the very thing that you want to take over? But all you have to do is wait, which is Europe, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. That is what creates to make this world better for everybody. It's going to destroy. They are these fallen angel aliens, the Khazarian Mafia, the Dark Illuminati, and the Nordics, the fake Nordics.
Now, for the edification of the listeners, there's 200,000 of them registered, the aliens. And as I told Otis Johnson, I said, we're talking about fallen angels. He says, yes, dude, but the government calls them aliens. And there's 200,000 of them registered with the National Security Agency, the NSA. And he said they have cloned over 10 million people in Hope, Arkansas, at that base they brought the Nazis after World War II over, that were cloning people because they made the agreement with the aliens, the Germans did. They gave them flying saucers. If you go to Nikola Tesla, the U.S. scientist, he figured out from drawings two magnetic wheels, and they could create free energy. He's got the Tesla Society Museum in Colorado Springs. I've been there. I spoke at a Patriot group there. I looked at the machines and glass containers, glass cabinets. They had them in the whole bit. It's all real. They took all that and gave it J.P. Morgan, the banker, gave it to Nikola Tesla. Free energy, space time, look into the future, anti-gravity, the whole bit from these two magnetic wheels. And that's what they landed the moon. That because Head Slade, the U.S. scientist, developed a rocket propulsion system when they landed on the moon. Okay, he said they used anti-gravity because he was in Kennedy Space Center and they were congratulating him and all this. And he's sitting there and he's saying, how come you're not happy? He said, they didn't use my propulsion system. They used anti-gravity. The government did. And so he was on the ship when the thing landed back in the ocean. after going out landed on the moon, and he was there and he examined. He said they used the space time or used anti gravity. He worked at Papoose Lake, Nevada, folks, with the aliens. He worked there. I've got 6 recordings. I'm going to get them back up, Joe, in the next couple days on my site, along with this radio show. I'm going to post them up where people understand what he knew. He became a good friend. They murdered him. They murdered him. He had 2,000 laser spots on his brain when he was killed. 2,000. A friend called me. He was at the hospital, and they told him what had happened to him. He knew too much.
Britney Spears, and I heard this with my own ears on the internet. It's a hot mic. No one's supposed to hear it. You can hear her say, and she was yelling at the handlers around her. And she was saying, I'm tired of being cloned. I'll say that again. Britney Spears, I heard her say it on a hot mic. I'm tired of being cloned.
Ask yourself the question, folks. Why is it that kids are shooting kids in these schools? And the parents are reporting that it's my son, but all of a sudden he acts different. And he's got $10,000 worth of guns and weapons that he came up with, automatics of different type, out of nowhere. But my son for 6 weeks was acting really strange because he was cloned. And he's there to go cause chaos. They have no conscience and they have no soul. And they do as they're instructed to do, the clones. Hope, Arkansas. Rodney Bowers, Arkansas Democrat Gazette newspaper, tried to report on this. He knew about it. He saw the base underground. Or saw the scientists coming out above ground. Very serious.
Well, Stu, I think we need to. I'm running out of gas here, Stu, so
okay.
I think we need
to. Okay, Joe.
Close it down.
Okay, go ahead. Give us your last words.
Okay, this is what I have to say. Just keep an eye on what is happening with Ukraine. Watch for a false flag out of Donbass with a nuclear, tactical nuclear event.
Now, I want to add one thing. Otis Johnson, Super Spook, told me before his death. Now, he got murdered, Stonehard. I talked to him on his deathbed. 2 weeks later, General Flynn, National Security, was indicted illegally. And then Powell, the attorney, she got him out of the charges, fake charges. But it was all over this dossier crap with Hillary Clinton and so on and so forth. And Otis told me before his death, he says, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, he says, I'm going to be putting him in handcuffs. He was running an operation with him. But Otis had access to everything. Super Spook. That when he died, they dissected his brain. It was part of his agreement. Now, he told me that there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, 10 million cloned, etc. But he said CERN, the super collider over in Switzerland, that the U.S. government is able to look into space-time. And he said between 2021, the end of 2021, to about 2025, he says there's going to be 2 stars hit the planet that they cannot send a flying saucer out there, put a rocket on it, and divert them away from the planet between the moon and Earth like they've done with a couple other asteroids. He said they're not going to be able to do it. These things are going to impact Earth, one and then another, come around the sun so fast. Now, in my opinion, that's Revelation 13, Wormwood, in a sister star. And he was in agreement with this because he believed in Christ. The second part of it was, he said they saw a fireball 6 times the size of the Earth come around the sun, and it dead smacked Earth. I said, when's that going to happen? He says, sometime between 2021 and 2025, and he says, I think the fireball is on the outer side of that time frame. So that's what we're facing. We're at 2022. Soon we're going to have 2 big stars smack us, Wormwood and Sister Star, and then we're going to have the big fireball. You want to add to that, Joe?
That's about it, Stu.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Joe, Professor Joe, for being on with me. It's my pleasure to have you.
All right, later.
Goodbye. Have a good one.